Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I thank you for tuning in to Prophecy Alive. Hi, I'm Roderick Owensby, your prophet and seer. Listen, stay tuned. 347-539-5173. Before I go to the callers, I'm going to be sharing with you throughout the broadcast from the book of James, chapter 5, and verse 16. It says this: confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Yes, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Listen, stay tuned. This is going to be some kind of broadcast. If you know someone that feels like their prayers are not being heard, tell them to call Prophecy Alive. I'll be back right after this. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. Father God, I give you praise. I thank you, God, for what you are doing in this hour. God, I bless your name because you are God. And without you, we can do nothing. I stand on your word. And those that are praying with me, we stand on your word. Your word, that word that was in the beginning. That word that was with God, that word that was God, that saving word, that righteous word, that word that was sent and brought healing. Father God, I give you praise. That word that when the centurion man told Jesus, you don't have to come to my house, just say a word. I decree right now that that word to go to that mother who is sick, who has a child that is sick. I rebuke that spirit of AIDS and that disease. I see lungs being healed because of the word of God. And I decree right now that Jesus Christ is the word. I decree that word that destroys cancer, that word that heals those that are straying away and have strayed away. God, that word tonight, I decree right now by the power of God that your word would bring life to your people tonight. Oh, what a fresh wind. What a holy fire. Oh, God, I decree a fresh wind and a holy fire be upon this broadcast. And oh, we know that if your spirit is on it, then it will be successful. What is success? It is your word. For Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouths, but we will meditate therein day and night. We will observe to do what the word tells us to do. You said that it will make our way. We will make our own way prosperous. And we will have good success. And I thank God right now for every partner, every friend that is here. I thank you for your healing virtue that flows in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, God, for what you are doing right now. I praise you, God, for how you are healing and how you are setting people free. Thank God for your presence. And I thank you for what you're going to do tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you are ready. You're already there on the phones. I want you to get ready. I want to reveal something to you right before I go on the phones, and I ask that you would be patient. What is effectual prayer? What is it? How does it work? Well, the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed." The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A righteous woman, a righteous man, it availeth much. What does that mean? It means a successful prayer. But I want you to notice the effect of confessing your faults one to another. You know, God's people don't have a problem praying. Come on. God's people don't have a problem when it comes to prayer. We'll pray. But the prayers are not effective because of our relationship with one another. Even in marriage, your relationship is not pure. It will affect your prayers. My Queen Katrina and I, we are so animate, if you will, and so serious about our relationship because we don't want our prayers to be hindered. God has brought us from such a long ways. We have learned through being together that, listen, heated discussions and disagreements, listen, it just doesn't work. Praise God. Yeah, the Word of God has principles. I told my queen, I said, if we will live by the principles of God's Word, God will bless us. It doesn't mean that we won't go through different things, but it does mean that we're on the right track and we can see the breaking of day. Listen, if you don't want your prayers to be hindered, listen, we've got to confess our faults. The wife has to confess her faults to her husband. The husband has to confess his faults to the wife and the children. The parents, when the children get to a certain age, you know, we've got to confess our faults to our children. Oh, yes. A lot of people say, well, I don't agree with that. Well, look at your family. There's so much drama in hell. That's because many times parents act as though they have never done wrong. But when our children get to a certain age, they start to see things. So we've got to learn how to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And we must learn that we must confess our faults so that even our children will understand that mama and daddy have to repent and have to live saved and have to live by the same word it tells us. Now, children, I'm not telling you to get smart with your parents. You got to become of an age where you can handle this. And I still believe, children, Ephesians 6 and 1, obey your parents. I hear that. But I'm telling you, our children, they get a certain age, but we've got to understand them, and this brings about peace. Praying for one another. This is something that will help us in our struggling physical warfare. Now, this will bring about peace. And we must understand that the prophet Elijah, in this chapter, he was a man just like we are. He was able to pray. And this prophet, Elijah, was able to accomplish God's purpose. Very powerful man of God. Now I want you to understand that verse 16, confess your faults of James 5 to one another. It's not dealing with about the way to pray, but it's dealing with about answers to our prayers. As you see, the emphasis is not simply on prayer, but it's dealing with the effectual, fervent prayer. There's a prayer, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and we've learned that from a child up, and we pray that way. I haven't prayed that way in a while. You said you haven't. We teach it to our children. But as you grow up, you understand that Matthew 6 and 9 is dealing with principles, kingdom principles of prayer. And as we mature in God, we understand that there is an effectual, fervent prayer. Now, I want you to understand that this is so important. In other words, your prayer should graduate. I mean, you ought not be praying the same way you did as a child. I mean, your prayer must become more intense. It's like love. I am immensely intense. My intensity, my desire for my Queen Katrina is getting more, the momentum of our love is getting stronger and stronger. Why? Because to understand your wife, husbands, and for you wives to understand your husband, listen, your relationship has to get more fervent. You must become effective in dealing with her, men. Come on, men. Women, you must become more effective. It doesn't make sense for, I'm talking to you married people, regardless of your age. Ah, my God, if you've been married for any length of time, it should be something special about you all living with one another. You should get something lovable, positive out of that love. I mean, my God, you should have some graduation, romantic graduations in your love. You must understand her, men. You are not get upset about the same thing you got upset a couple years ago. Now, you should know her by now. She should know you by now, that the relationship should be more fervent, more effective in dealing with her. I mean, sometimes you might have to go around a curve, praise God, but get to the same destination. Come on, husbands, wives, you ought to be able to maneuver, not manipulate. Glory to God. And understand that man, how he ticks and what makes him upset and why and how he loves and his language. And so likewise, men, you ought not be a wimp. Hey, you ought to understand her. She's a lady. She's the mother of your children. I mean, her whole system is designed very carefully, and it came from you. It came from us men. So you ought to get to know yourself by getting to know your wife. Somebody shout glory to God. So, as I said, it seems that this verse and this chapter of James 5 is dealing with healing. It's dealing with how to be whole. It's dealing with not so much prayer itself, but it's dealing with the effectiveness of prayer. The result of effectual prayer. It's not what availeth much, but prayer that availeth much is effectual.
understand this. I mean, I hear so many people talk about, well, I could pray for hours. I could pray all day. That means nothing to me. I speak as an apostle now. That means absolutely nothing to me about your time clock and your prayers. Oh, I love you so much. I love y'all. But it has less to do with the length of prayer as it does the effectiveness of your prayer. Prayer may not always be effectual. Sometimes you feel like your prayer is not even prayer. You seem like you're just saying some words. Listen, prayer is like love. Listen, I love my queen, but my love is not simply love. It's passionate. Oh, God, help me. Help me. Men, love your wives. Love your wives. Be passionately concerned about her. Passionately concerned about the children. Was not Jesus full of passion and compassion? He died for us. Husband, love your wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself for the church. Effective prayers. Listen, I want to keep going. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pause here and come back to this, and I'm going to go to the phones and talk to you a little bit, see what God has for his people, and then we'll get right back into prayer. Stay with me. I'm going to the prayer lines next. Well, hallelujah, I got a right to praise God. I have a 985 area code. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just calling desire and prayer for me and my mate, that God will bring us closer together in unity and have a closer walk with God, like brothers getting this to church and my family, you know, close together.
Praise God. Father God, I give you praise for this desire.
God.
Your word declares in St. Mark 11, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. God, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon this family, and we call this family blessed. Oh, God, and God, you have given us principles in the word, and I decree upon their lives that they may come in line with your word, as all of us must come in line with your word. And we hold them up. We hold this family up before you, God, and we call them happy. I call you happy. The Lord says happy. Ah, yes. I see it right now. Father, you are saying to this woman that your tender mercies is on this family. God is saying to you, woman of God, that he will show mercy on you. There are some things, listen, that God is working out right now. I feel it. I feel it now more than I felt it earlier in my spirit. I ask you, God, you give it. The word of God declares you give it grace, more grace. Oh, God, and I praise God for the grace. And your word declares it, St. James 4 and 6, Lord, that you resist. You resist it, the proud, and give it grace unto the humble. And I decree, O God, according to James 4 and 7, that they will submit themselves, husband and wife, to God, and they will resist the devil, and he will flee from them. I decree and declare that this family will draw nigh to you, Lord, and that you will draw nigh to them. I decree and declare that their hands are cleansed, O God, and their hearts are pure. Oh, God, and there is no double-mindedness, right here in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit of double-mindedness, but this family has a single heart, a single eye. Lord, they see in the spirit. They feel in the spirit, oh, God, and I decree that they will happily feel after you. And I call their children blessed. I call their household blessed. I call everything that they do will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against this family, oh, God, we agree together that those words are condemned, and you will bring those words to light that they are false in Jesus' name. And her husband, this woman's husband, rises up with his priestly anointing, and he takes his position as the priest in the home, and he leads his family to spiritual safety. And I decree right now that this wife, she's a virtuous woman, and that she rises up early and she works with her hands. She is a entrepreneur, and oh God, and she sits at the gates, and people say that is the wife of her husband. And I decree in Jesus' name that she will be praised and blessed by her children and her husband in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I felt this prayer for you, woman of God. I feel it right now. Say, my change is here.
My change is here.
Say it again. My change is here.
My change is here.
I thank God for it in Jesus' name. You be blessed.
Thank you. Queen, I said hello.
I promise I will. God bless you. Love you now.
God bless you. Love y'all too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Oh, precious couple, I have a 504 area code. I'm coming to you now in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
I'm getting
it out there. Hey! Well, I tell you, y'all got to be the cake crusaders. Praise God. This is Laughing Sabrina.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Fine. My queen and I just love you guys. God did it today, didn't he?
Oh, yes. You know it. And we're receiving one blessing after another, but I'm seeking prayer for me and her to have a financial breakthrough so everything can go as planned. I know that if you speak it and believe it in the Lord, it shall come to pass. And I'm just seeking prayer that everything falls into place as it should, so we could be up there in Kokomo, Indiana.
You know what I saw? You know what I saw?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw $500.
Oh, good.
I don't know. No, let me stop saying that. I repent before the nation. I do know. When God shows me a picture of something, it means that he's going to do that and more. Say this word, I do now receive.
I do now receive.
The finances.
The finances.
And the way.
And the way.
To be in Kokomo, Indiana with our friends.
To be in Kokomo, Indiana with our friends.
Watch God, girl.
Oh, I am.
You know what I hear for you? Yes. I want to show you something. I'm going to turn in my Bible to something. Just listen to this, and you read it. You read it when you get a chance, unless you with your Bible now. You got your Bible?
No, not with me at the moment.
Let me read it for you, and then you go there when you can, and I know you will today. I'm in Matthew 7.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Judge not," verse 1, "that ye be not judged." We're going to do this in the open, and the nations that are listening now, you that are listening, hear this. "Judge not that ye be not judged. For what with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." Listen to this. I'm going to show you how to keep yourself from hindering yourself from receiving what you ask God for.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to laugh about this. This is good. This is what you've been crying for in your spirit. Okay. When I say judge, I don't mean gossip.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a minute part of it. Okay. Any mental picture that you form in your mind about someone else can hinder your prayers. I'm talking to everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just using my sweetheart in the name of Jesus, my wife, friend, Sabrina. My friend, our spiritual covenant friend, judge not people. And when you judge, God looks at you and he stops winking and he starts to eyeball you. Glory to God.
Okay.
And then God says, "Oh, wait a minute. I got to judge you by the judgment that you judge others with." Okay. Others. You get that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now watch this. Verse 3. "And why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but can't consider the beam that is in thine own eye?" I'm saying to everyone around the world, wake up, smell the coffee. All of us have faults. Ooh. But when we stop judging, then we'll see our prayers speed up. Amen?
Amen for that?
Oh, this is gonna be good. It's going to get hot, but it's going to get good. Now watch this. Watch this. Verse 4. "Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye?" Let me help you with this. Mm-hmm. God says to all of us, you hypocrites, oh, Jesus, don't call me that. Yes, thou hypocrite. I'm in verse 5 of Matthew 7. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Come on, girl.
Yes, prophet.
Did I lose you? Praise God.
No.
Stay with me, sweetheart. I'm running this thing.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm receiving.
I love your spirit. Watch this. We see clearly when we stop beholding our neighbor's faults. Now look at verse 6. "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." Now the enemy will turn on us. Everybody can't be your friend.
Right.
Come on, people of God. Everybody don't mean Roger. There's some people that can't stand me. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe. I dealt with a situation, my Sabrina. I had to deal with a person, and I had to deal with them in a way that they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one dishonors my queen.
Right.
Glory to God. Because the king will handle business. Hallelujah.
Right.
Now, and she feels the same way about me. Everybody don't mean you any good, Sabrina.
Amen for that.
Now, you know that. Yeah, that little sweet laugh, some people hate it.
Amen.
See, some people don't like happy people.
Right.
You ever went to somebody, tried to tell them a testimony, and they just give you like whatever?
I had that happen to me today.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking to you. They give you like this, whatever. I know every time I see you, everything is nice and good. I mean, some people have came to me and my wife and said, oh, y'all so lovey-dovey. Do y'all ever argue? None of your freaking business.
Right. Why look for something negative, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to see something negative. Y'all too nice. It can't be like that all the time. And then they get up talking about every marriage have problems. Oh, what are you selling? Problems? How much does it cost? Come on now. So here we go. Now, God said all of this to say this. Thank God for getting to verse 7. Verse 6, don't give holy that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearls before your swine. Let me tell you something. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. In other words, I don't give certain people certain things that I know they're not going to respect.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a secret. Everybody can't be in my inner circle.
Right.
Everybody can't see me. This is sad. Everybody can't see me relaxed and just being Roderick. Because everybody can't handle me and my queen just when we are just relaxing. Because we're not speaking mm-hmm. in tongues. We don't speak in tongues 24 hours a day. That was good. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Verse 7.
Yep.
Are you ready for this? Here it comes. It's coming right to you. Ask and it shall be what? Given.
Given.
Seek and Sabrina's going to what? Find. Watch this. Sabrina's getting ready to kick that door down. And that which she have asked God, she's going to take her left foot and, take your right foot, and you're going to kick that door down.
Yes.
What's the first letter in ask? What's the first letter in seek?
Yes.
What's the first letter in knock?
In what?
K.
Okay. Oh, I couldn't hear. My phone was breaking up.
Don't worry about it. So ask, seek, knock is the same word as ask. So asking is three-dimensional. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to call back because you're going to get a violent spirit, a fervent spirit, and you're going to receive what you believe in God for. And I'm going to put it less than 72 hours. Oh, I'm going to put 24 hours on it. Let me put 24 hours on it.
24 hours. I'm receiving it. I'm going to claim it. But let me just mention, I have a bad habit. Well, I have a good habit of praying, you know, asking God and speaking to God. And I, you know, may ask for certain things, you know, to go my way or be in my favor. But I also have a habit of backdoing it. I'll do it, and I ask them and speak to them, but then I'll worry about it. I'll think about it. And I feel like I contradict myself, or I don't want to feel like I'm questioning God, but I'll ask for it, and I say, I know I'm going to receive it. But then I'll keep thinking about it. Like, I wonder. I got a bad habit of doing that.
Can I help you get away from that?
Yes.
The enemy is telling you have a bad habit. No, you don't. You're human.
Right.
That's natural. Now watch this. I love the Word of God. I love talking to people about the Word of God, even if I just do. Now watch this. I'm going to read this to you. It's going to bless you. Now watch this. Yeah, watch this. This is how me and my queen get along. We get up in the middle of the night, and we get the Word of God. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Mm.
Now remember when I read Matthew 71, it says, judge not.
Mm-hmm.
It was talking in the flesh. Watch 1 Corinthians 2 and 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit, Sabrina can judge. Whew, glory to God.
Yes.
How you doing, Judge Sabrina?
I'm doing great, Prophet.
See? Watch this. From this day forward, I appoint you by the Holy Ghost as judge over your words.
Okay.
That means you can judge the outcome of your prayers. Oh, my God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, see, and that spirit that makes you feel like you're doubting God, that's the flesh. See, the flesh, verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 2, the natural man cannot receive the things that are spiritual
mm-hmm.
or spiritually discerned. So look, get ready for freedom. You ain't supposed mm-hmm. to receive the natural anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to receive it in the spiritual. Explain mm-hmm. it, Roderick. Explain it. Watch this. The worlds were created by the word of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the things that are seen are not made up of things that are seen. They are made up of things that are not seen. Okay, when my children take our baby boy, he's the youngest, we'll use him. When Elisha mm-hmm. was in Queen Katrina's stomach, her womb, we couldn't see the mystery of his formation.
Right.
But he right. was in there. He was in there.
He was there.
And look, he's out. He's there now. Keeping everything quiet because Dad is on the radio. And you never hear the dog bark. I baptized my dog. Yes, I did. Baptized the dog in the name of Jesus. So even my dog praises God.
Right.
Now, Sabrina, God's going to mm-hmm. let you see this word in action. You're about to use your mouth and your authority, and you're going to get what you need. I don't care if it's a van. I don't care if it's a car. And you're going to get the gas you need, and you're going to be driving. Because guess what? My queen saw two women driving here, and one of the things in her dream that blessed me, she saw this woman just a giggling and just a laughing. And when we met y'all, we looked at each other and we said at the same time, that's the one. Praise God.
Praise God. Just speaking to
did
you,
that bless you?
Brightened my day. Yes, it did. Yes. It did. I was calling to ask for prayer, and I'm just so thankful I got a spiritual word for today that I'm going to keep with me forever and ever.
Love you, girl.
I love you too. Tell Miss Katrina, say hey.
I will. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh. Praise you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. I thank God for that call. I thank God for what he's doing. Ooh, let me go to the next caller. I feel a praise. I really do. 443 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Good evening. This is Lance.
the one and only Lance. Praise God, Lance. Praise God for Lance. Hallelujah. Talk to me, Lance.
Well, before I get started, I don't know who Sabrina is, but I think she is absolutely adorable.
You do.
I do.
I do too. You want to tell her?
Well, I'm sure she's on the line.
Do you want to tell her?
Sure.
Okay, let me bring her in. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm going to do it in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sabrina. I know you're still there. Praise God. Lance is a spiritual son, and I met him months ago, and he's coming down to the opening, and he wants to tell you something. Go ahead, Lance. Sabrina, Lance.
Hello, Lance. Crap, but I'm going to get you.
I know.
Miss Katrina, if you're listening, you get Robin.
She's on Facebook. I think I'm in trouble both ways, but praise God. Keep the party going. Go ahead, Lance.
Well, I was just telling the prophet that I was listening, and I was thinking, well, I think she's adorable. I just heard your voice. I don't know you.
I'm adorable, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm totally shy. Why did you do that? Thank you so much, Lance. And hopefully with
that's all you going to tell her, Lance? That's all you going to tell the woman, this great princess?
That's trying to become somebody's queen.
That's all I know about. I don't know anything else.
Did you hear what she just said?
Say
it again, Sabrina. Say it again.
I'm just trying to become somebody's queen. That's all. That's all. Prophet, you are a mess.
Lance, did you get slayed in the spirit? Did you hear what you said? I'm going to pop you with the Bible when I see you, Lance. He's about to say something to you, Sabrina. Go ahead, Lance, in Jesus' name.
Oh.
Oh, boy, I don't understand these young people.
I am too tickled.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lance, do you have
you
a
ain't.
Word?
You know you ain't right.
I know. Praise God.
But I'm glad we can laugh because we're not like that.
That's right. That's right.
See, some people get offended.
Yeah. We're dealing with a whole different type of people. Go ahead, Sabrina. Lance, y'all go ahead and have a conversation before I go to the other callers. I'm just going to sit here and act like I don't know this. I'm turning the pages of my Bible. Let's see. Let me go to Mark.
Great. We'll see each other in Kokomo.
about that.
He's trying to back out
you,
of
prophet.
It. He's backing
that's what,
out of
that's
it.
What I was, that's what I wanted to tell you, Prophet.
You call me afterwards because I'm not listening because I asked God for and it's coming to pass. Praise God. You can't fool this seer. I saw you before you said, I'm not listening to you. I have a something I want to read. I think it's beautiful that you two should hear. Praise God. Where? It says here in the Song of Solomon, chapter...
Oh, Lord, don't you...
praise God. Chapter 7 and verse 1, the Song of Solomon. Listen, you children. It says, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. O princess daughter, the joints of thy thighs are like jewels, and the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Thy navel is like a round goblet, with wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat set about with lilies. I won't read verse 3 because it talks about the breast. It says, but praise God.
Hey, that's the Bible. Go ahead and read it.
No, I'm not going to read that. But it says in verse 3 of Song of Solomon, it says, thy two breastesses are like two young roes that are twins. Shall I go on in verse 4? It says, thy neck is as a tower of ivory, thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon. Let me stop here. I'm going to leave that alone. Oh, I see verse 11 of Song of Solomon, chapter 4. Listen, it says, thy lips, O my spouse, drops as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. Oh, let me close the book in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. I think Les wants to speak to you.
God bless you. I'm going to let you both go. Lance, I'll talk to you off the air because I know what God said, and you're not going to miss it, okay?
Okay.
Somebody came in and said, amen. Listen, people don't think I enjoy myself, but I have my goofy moments, and I felt something in the air. So God bless you, Sabrina, and God bless you, Lance. I'll talk to y'all in a bit. Love you. Love you. Well, God is so good. I praise God for what he's doing. I have a 989 area code. And listen, people, this weekend, I'm telling everyone, if you want to see the power of God and the joy of God, meet me in Kokomo this weekend, Friday 28th, Saturday, and Sunday, the official day. Yours truly will be expounding on the Word of God. A host of friends and people that known us, and then people that's going to meet us for the first time, partners on Prophecy Alive. We are launching, my Queen Katrina and I, the Gathering Ministry. You don't want to miss this. Listen, we're going to be, listen, this is an awesome day. You don't have anything to do. It's springtime. The launching of the Gathering Ministry in corporate will be at Grace Memorial Institutional Church. The pastor is M.L. Hall, Jr. He will be the host pastor. The address, he will also speak that Friday night. You don't want to miss Pastor M.L. Hall. Milton L. Hall, Jr. will be preaching the 28th, this Friday coming up. This Saturday will be my apostle, William Price, Jr. He will be speaking. He's the pastor of Gospel Truth, and I want you to see him, and God uses him mightily. But you got to see Friday night. My pastor will be speaking and preaching under the anointing of God. He is the pastor of Grace Memorial Institutional Church, 1417 North Delphus, here in Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. For more information, give me a call. Friday and Saturday night will be starting at 7 p.m. That official day, Sunday, will be at 5 p.m. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. For more information, contact us on Facebook, Roderick Owensby, and call 317-832-0131. I'm going to the phones again. Praise God. 989 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
This is Sandrina.
God bless you, Pastor Zella. Dexter, how are you?
Oh, the couple. God bless you both. Thank you for calling Elder Dexter and Quandrina, your lovely wife. Praise God. What's in your spirit, Pastor and elect lady?
I'm just calling. I've been enjoying the invitation support that we have heard on the line. You have really allowed God to use you since you've been on the line this evening. I tell you, you've really ministered a powerful word, and I know there's still more to come. We're just calling because we wanted prayer for us, you know, as a couple, as a husband and wife. I need prayer for a financial breakthrough.
Yes. Yes, sir. And also, elect lady, go ahead before we pray.
Hey, man, I was enjoying the radio line, and I was calling in, and I was calling in to ask for prayer for me and my husband.
You know what I sense? Yes, I sense right now the Holy Spirit has teach me up to speed. And I love the prophetic counsel that he's given me. The Lord will work out. Man of God, Elder Dexter, you and your queen, you are believing God for something this weekend. I want to tell you something. You have the faith to make it happen. The Lord is showing me that if you will step out by faith, God will not only meet your need, he will bless you. Father, right now, I thank you for this man and woman of God in their ministry. And I thank you, Lord, that though it has looked so dark, so dark, and the enemy has tried to confuse everything that they've done, but we stand together. And I bind the enemy away from this marriage. Yes, Satan, the Lord rebuke you away from this marriage right now. Get out of the minds, get out of the hearts, get out of their relationship from the living room to the bedroom. God, I pray right now that you light a fire in their relationship. Oh, God, that consuming fire that will burn out any disagreements right now. There's been so many mouths, man and woman of God, that's been put on y'all as a couple. The enemy has, there's so much rejection that's coming from both of your families. You've been rejected from your youth up. Mm-hmm. But God is saying that the healing has begun. Do you receive it, man and woman of God?
Amen.
You are no longer broke. You're not broke spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or financially. The special thing that you believe in God for, if you all will step up by faith, each step you take, I want you to start tonight. I see you on the phones. You're making preparation. And I see you. I see even your own transportation. God's going to do something special in your transportation. If you will step out by faith, God said, I'm ready for you. Draw nigh to me, and I'm going to come closer to you. You watch God. And I'm going to put that on you 24-hour, and you're going to see a complete turnaround. Watch God. I'm not one that prophesy money. I'm not one that prophesy husband and wife. But I will hear, and when God tells me to speak, I will say what he's telling me to say. You get ready, man of God, because I believe by faith God's going to cause you to make your own way prosperous. You know what Joshua 1 and 8 says. This book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate. Both of you are going to enter into a deeper meditation as a couple. Mm-hmm. You're not going to focus on ministry. You're going to focus on yourselves. You're going to forgive one another. You're going to shut out people who are nosy and want to be in your business. And there's a spirit of Sanballat, that spirit that wants to destroy and control your marriage. In Jesus' name, I see victory and I see you coming. I see you growing, and I see you're going to step up by faith, and God's going to cause you to be blessed more than ever. God's not trying to get a ministry. He's trying to build character. Do y'all receive it, man and woman of God?
Yes, ma'am. Receive it.
I look forward to seeing you all, me and my Queen Katrina, step up by faith, man of God, woman of God, because it's yours. It's yours.
Amen. Praise God.
I would leave you with this, Pastor. The fish mouth. Can y'all say it loud as you can? The fish mouth.
The fish mouth.
You're going to pay your taxes? Oh, glory. And then you're going to take care of the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Love you both. Stay on the line. There's much more to come. God bless you, man and woman of God.
God bless you.
Oh, I love this. God, I thank you. I have a 214 area code. I'm coming to you right now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello, Prophet. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, man of God. How are you? Praise God.
I'm doing great. This is a pastor that you prayed for me last night.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You spoke some wonderful things in my life. Certain things that was also confirmed this morning when I went to men Bible study this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, yes, sir. I just wanted to give you a call back to give God the praise and thanking him for moving through you to be able to speak these things in my life. I'm also a friend of Sister Jackie here in Dallas, Texas as well. She and I, we talked about, you know, the things that God moved through you to share with me. Truly has blessed me. And there's the minimal things I would love to talk to you about offline, if we
okay.
could. But okay. I did call in for prayer tonight. You know, specifically, the Lord just to move
yes.
through you. I just calling for prayer tonight.
Father, thank you that you are an all-seeing God. And you know everything concerning this man. You know his heart. You know his spirit. You know what his petitions are.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You know, sometimes, man of God, when I start praying, God start dealing with me. Because of the fervency of my prayers, effectualness. And the Holy Spirit is on me to say this to you. Oh, God. There is a longing in you, and it's been there for a while. You've been through some very difficult relationships, and it has almost crippled you as a man. And I see you on a trampoline, and I see you bouncing. I said, why is this man bouncing? Why is this man bouncing, God? On the trampoline, and God is saying his life has been up, down, up, down.
Yes.
And someone betrayed you so bad. This was a woman.
Yes.
It was a woman. And the betrayal was devastating.
Yes.
And it sent you, it spiraled you into multiple issues with women.
Absolutely.
But God is telling me to tell you, man of God, that he'll cause a righteous man to rise seven times. And I see you rising. And this time you will rise and not fall.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
And I see your root. Your root. And it's almost like there's a decision that you want to make, but you want to be very careful.
Yes.
There's a strenuous relationship with children.
Yes.
The healing. I see a tongue with blood on it. I see a tongue with poison in it. And this tongue has for years spoken against you.
Oh my God.
And it's a strong controlling spirit that's been around you. But you are delivered from the bands of wickedness tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And every burden is undone. And you are free from the captivity that you've been. There's some money that's owed. There's some money in tied up here. God is saying recovery. Say amen of God, recovery.
Recover it. Thank you, Lord.
Say, I will recover all.
I will recover all. Thank you, Father.
God is telling me to tell you, rejoice.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
And you will not Thank die, you. But you will live. I don't care what the x-ray says. You will live.
Wow.
Something you're afraid of. I'm going to tell you something. No fear. You don't have it. You will not have your father's sickness or your mother's.
Wow.
Stop worrying. Hi. Father, I give you praise for this man of God. I thank you for his healing. I thank you for his miracle. I thank you what's on the table. God said, I'm not only taking it off the table because you don't have that need anymore, for I have answered you this day.
Thank you, Lord.
And I hear God saying yes. I hear him telling me to tell you yes. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is saying to me to tell you, man of God. Anything you'd like to say, God bless you.
I'm just so thankful for my friend directing me to this prayer line here, the ministry that God has called you to. It's so refreshing to hear someone who's in tune with God and to be able to speak life into you. Everything that last night and tonight that God has used and spoken through you have been so accurate in what I've been through, what I've gone through, secret things that I've thought about, and what I've been allowing the enemy to speak into me, and for me to hear this, it just empowered me to praise God even more tonight. I'm so grateful unto the Spirit of God, and I thank you, man of God, for this ministry that God has called you to.
I love you. You're welcome, and to our God be the glory. And you're so welcome, and I'm just, only one request I have is that you keep God first. As a partner now, I'm drafting you in of Prophecy Alive and of this work. I praise God. If you can make a faith trip, don't hesitate. This weekend, listen, God is moving. People are coming, not for me, not for my queen, but for this is the time that God has elected for us, for his people. And listen, let me give you my offline number. Are you ready?
Yes.
317-832-0131. Mm-hmm. Say it back to me.
317-832-0131.
That's the direct line to this servant of yours. And and we are friends of God. Listen, love you. God bless you. And we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. God bless you, sir.
God bless. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I feel God. God in here. Praise God. I'm going to the next caller. I have an area code 615. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you. Give honor to God and honor to the man of God, the pastor, of the gathering ministries, the seer, the apostle, the great one. How are you, sir?
My cousin, you snuck up on me. Praise God. I'm doing fine, cousin. People of God, I got to tell you about this man. He is the master of ceremonies. He is the man that God has chosen. And I'm so blessed that he's my cousin, the son of my Uncle Alvern. And he will be with us. You've got to meet him and his lovely Queen Angela Hook. A man of God. Whatever God is saying, as you know, I throw out the red carpet on you every time you call. Before I go to the next caller, go ahead, speak whatever God is saying in you.
Thank you, sir. I love you so much. We honor you and your queen. My beloved is again, she's studying diligently for this degree, and so she's doing homework, but she's definitely here in spirit. And I just stopped in like I normally do just to encourage and see how you're doing and let you know we're all looking forward to this weekend. God's going to be there, and all roads lead to Kokomo, Indiana, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're within the sound of this clarion call, you need to make your way there. God's going to be there. You need to be there, too. I did want to say something, though. You have to forgive me. You know that many people don't really recognize teachers. So, you know, everybody wants to recognize the pastor and the evangelist and the apostle and the prophet, and us teachers just kind of get left in the shadows.
Come on, man.
But nonetheless, the gift cannot be silent. It can't be muffled. It can't be put out. And I heard your callers, one of them. I heard several of them, and I heard a lot of things from God. But I heard a caller talking about finances. And so I just want to teach you a quick lesson. And I want to let you know that be careful where you place your seeds, understanding that the Bible talks about fallow ground. Fallow ground is uncultivated ground. It's ground typically in the ancient times that had been trampled on by animals or man, and it was very hard. It's uncultivated. It's not able to receive a seed. If you were to put seed there, it would either blow away or get trampled on. So it's ground that's not even able or prepared to produce a fruit. So I want to tell your listeners today to make sure when you're planting your seeds, this is the law of seed time and harvest we're talking about, when you're planting your seeds, that you're planting your seeds in something that is prepared to receive a seed and something that is prepared or has proven to produce fruit. If that isn't the case, then you're planting your seed in fallow ground. I realize, me and my wife realize that planting my seeds in DirecTV wasn't really producing a whole lot of good fruit. So there are many instances in our lives that we had to take a note of over the past several years. And I use that in jest, but if you really take a look at the way you plant your seeds, you'll start to notice that some of the things we're planting in isn't even prepared to receive a seed or proven to produce fruit. So I just want to encourage those listeners to break up the fallow ground, Sow unto yourself seeds of righteousness and allow those fruits to come up in your lives. And if you're trusting God, then these are the principles you need to work by. The principle of seed time and harvest is proven. It works. It's been proven over a millennium. And so make sure that you dig off into the Word, find yourself a prophet or a teacher that can give these principles to you, always making sure that you're practicing the principle of or the law of exclusivity. God doesn't like us putting other things first. He's an exclusive God. He's a jealous God. You have to make sure you put God first. And if you sit down and really take an account of yourselves and account of everything you're doing and the priorities in your life, you may find that you have to repent in some areas. Understanding that repenting or turning to God and repenting brings about a time of refreshing. Refreshing in the Bible is illustrated by rain. And so let that rain fall on your lives by taking an account, looking into what your priorities are, looking into where you're planting your seeds, and allow God to give you some refreshing so that you don't have this heaviness concerning your finances, concerning past relationships, concerning the needs you have in your life, your housing, your clothing, your food or transportation, basic needs. Practice these essential principles, the basics of our discipleship walk with God, and you'll get some refreshing. I love you, man. I just wanted to let you know that we're excited and that we're going to be down there.
Listen, y'all, embrace the teaching anointing. All Ephesians 4 and 11, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, without the teaching anointing, all of the others are ineffective. I embrace you, man of God, and that's a revelation.
You know,
thank you.
You know what? I just want to add one thing that you just said. There's a reason that the Bible tells us that teachers will be held more accountable. And there's many people that have instances of teaching, just like I'm not necessarily a prophet, but I have instances when I prophesy. I don't have that mantle. I don't have that continuous gift, but I have instances when I evangelize or I have some prophetic tendencies. But when it comes to teaching, it's something I cannot put out. It's like fire shut up in my bones. And so understand that many times within the body, there's a reason we have so many different gifts. And so whenever you find a prophet, pastor, evangelist, apostle, you'll probably find a teacher. You just won't be able to recognize him as quickly because he may not have the title teacher. In the ancient times, they did have those titles. For some reason, we've gotten away from it. And we've gone with things that we consider sometimes more glamorous. But look for those to complete your spiritual library, so to speak.
Yes. Wow. We embrace the teacher anointing. Man of God, as always, you must play baseball because you love hitting home runs. We thank God for you. And we can't wait to see you and your lovely queen, Angela. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss this. When God brings a fresh ministry on the scene, it's good ground. It's cultivated ground. It's time to plant seeds. God bless you, man of God.
Love you, sir.
Yes, sir. That's my cousin, the man of God, the teacher. He called me the other day, and he began to prophesy, and it was so awesome. And I shared it on the networks, and many of you are on my Facebook, you've seen it, and I'm sure it blessed you. And those on Twitter and around the world, we thank God for the master of ceremonies. This weekend, I have a 706 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet.
Bless you. What's in your spirit?
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Your voice sounds familiar.
It's been a while. It's for me.
Oh, praise God. What's in your heart?
Well, I was just calling in to get a word.
I tell you, the word to you is, has God not said it? Listen, will he not perform it?
Oh,
come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel God. I'm telling you. He has settled his word forever in heaven, and he spoke it, and he wants me to tell you tonight that he has already performed it. You're just going through the process of that performance. Oh, you are God's movie. He is the one that created this movie. Praise God. And I'm telling you, don't you worry about the outcome of this movie, because God is the director, and he makes no mistakes. Praise God.
Praise God.
You know, when you go and see a movie, something bad always happens, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because it kind of would be boring if everybody just skipping around and picking up flowers, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And God is saying, even in your movie, Krata Shokubata, even in your life movie, that God, he is the director, it hasn't been sunny all the time. But I want you to know there's a good ending. And in the ending of a great movie, guess what? You win. And I'm not talking about by and by. I'm not talking about after. I'm talking in this life a hundredfold. Praise God.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you denied houses, you've given up land, you've given up family, you've given up things, and God said he's going to give you, he has given you a hundredfold in this life. Don't you know if you ask God for bread, he's not going to give you a stone?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Has God not said it, woman of God? Shall he not perform it?
Mm.
Remember not the former
Thank
things.
You, Jesus.
God said, I'll do a new thing. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I felt that. God said, I'm doing a new thing in you, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. I'm doing a new thing. Hang your head up. Don't hold your head down. Look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord.
From the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have a question for you before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the King of Kings?
The Lord God, strong and mighty. Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah.
Is he mighty in battle?
Yes.
Then he already won the war.
Hallelujah.
You've been going through battles, but I want you to know the war is over.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now God is telling me to tell you, sit back and rest. It's my turn. Oh, God, help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ah, too sheep, ha. Philippians 1 and 6, be confident of this very thing. He which hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it. God said, woman of God, sit back. Let me have it. Let me take it from here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be still and know that I'm God. Can you do that for a few? Just be still and know that he's God.
I can do that. I can do that.
I'll tell you, one time we had no food. I got up. The Holy Ghost said, get up and get dressed. Listen to this. Get dressed. And I got up and I got the table set and I put the forks out there. I put the spoons out there. God said, get up and get dressed. I said, okay, Lord. He said, get up. And about time I set the table, a knock came at the door. You know who it was? It was three mothers with over $100 worth of food. Now, this going back when I started preaching, I was a younger man, married. I was in my early 20s, and I will never forget.
Thank you, Jesus. I was just talking to my sister about that today.
You was.
We were riding, and we was talking about her disability, and she got a disability, and I was saying certain things that other people have, you know, have to go through to get that. I said, you didn't have to go through all that stuff, and I said, yeah, still, you still got it. I said, we should never doubt God.
That's so true. Shall he not perform for you, mother?
Yes, he shall perform for me.
And there's a reason why I'm asking you this, because you got a great testimony coming. I can't wait to hear it. Keep God first. You know?
Hallelujah.
God bless you, mother.
God bless you too, Prophet.
Okay, bye-bye. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have another caller. I'm coming to you right now in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet.
Bless you.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Ooh, your voice sounds like I know you, whether in spirit or in the flesh. What's your name? Tell me your first name.
This is Tanya.
Tanya. It's been a while.
Yes.
How are you?
Okay. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful in Jesus. We're so excited about God's people and what this time presents. And we will not miss this harvest, and neither will you. Praise God. What's in your heart this evening?
Well, I just wanted to see if you could just pray with me and give me a word. I don't have anything specific in my heart. I actually, my aunt called me and told me to call. I actually was laying in the bed about to go to sleep. And she called me and told me to call.
She told you to call. Let's agree in prayer. And I like that you said, pray with me. I heard you. Thank
God. Pray with me.
Yes. Father, I thank you for this precious woman of God. And I thank you, Lord, that she asked for prayer with her. So we have an agreement going here in the spirit. And, Lord, we touch and agree for every desire. And, Lord, we know the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And, Lord, the word of God divides. And I pray, oh, God, right now that there's a divine division going on where God is causing in this woman to separate the flesh from God's voice. Oh, God, to separate the imitator. How Satan tries to deceive in Jesus' name. And I thank you for clarity comes to this woman. Clarity comes right now. And healing and revelation, oh God,
yes.
Wholeness comes to her in Jesus' name. And now her concern for the children and the grandchildren and so forth. We pray, and God, we know that your word will not return void. It shall go out, and it has gone forth out of her mouth, and it shall accomplish that which she sent it out to do. And ultimately, your word has gone out, and it shall accomplish in your people what you sent it to do. And I pray right now for victory shall be noised abroad in this household in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know the word I'm going to leave you with that I see for you? Steadfast. Continue, study, get ready. It's here. Ha! I look forward to your next call.
Hallelujah.
Listen, something that seems hard to man, but it's easy for God, is going to take place in your life. Watch God. Watch God. I tell you, it's going to be like a dream come true. Remember this. It's going to be like a dream come true. Watch God. He has a surprise for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. I have a 770 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
God bless you. Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. How you doing?
No, I'm doing wonderful, Mother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good. I kind of got the allergy, but other than that, doing good.
Hallelujah.
You doing all right?
Mother, in Jesus, I'm doing fine. I feel God. I thank God for healing you of those allergies. I thank God right now that even your nostrils, I see your air passage. It's going to flow. It's going to increase in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm calling for prayer and prophecy.
The only prophecy for you is this. Listen to me closely.
All right.
God so loved you until he gave himself. He gave all.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this night. He gave it all. He didn't hold
all
anything
right.
back from you, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And God is saying, don't hold back. You came too far.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, I'm saying this in love, don't hold back. And don't you worry about, you're so concerned about love. I feel your heart. You love so much.
Mm-hmm.
But you have not gotten back what you've given out.
Amen.
And in some instance, you've been used. But God will work something for you that others will look at you and marvel.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you back your youthful strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he has. Praise God. So, Mother, live on. Ha, live on,
oh,
Mother.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Live on.
Amen. Amen.
How many grandchildren do you have now?
I mean, I
have.
I got about 10.
You got 10 grandchildren?
Yeah, like, how many great? Great.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 10 grandchildren.
What about great grandchildren?
About four.
When was the last time your whole family came together? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been about like. Last year, because they usually come, but this year they went to their own children's house.
Yeah.
My children came to me, though.
They came to you. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to get the help from your daughters and so forth, people you depend upon. I want you to call your grandchildren, and y'all going to have prayer. And God said to do this no less than once a month. Have corporate prayer. In Jesus' name, with your whole family. And I'm asking every family to do that around the nation. Have corporate family prayer.
Amen.
And God will bless, okay?
Oh, yes.
Love you, Mother.
I love you. Thank you.
Ma'am?
I say thank you. And
you're
I love
welcome.
You.
I love you, too. What's your name, Mother?
Moreno.
Morana?
Moreno.
Morana.
All right. Uh-huh.
Love you and talk to you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's so precious. That is so precious. 770 again. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. What's in your heart?
I was just calling in for a word in prayer.
Father, right now, I thank you for this soul, this searching soul. I thank you, Lord. She's searching. And God, even though there are things that tries to block her, she's running after you. Now, God, I ask you for divine strength and divine favor on her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to me close. You've been stuck in a place.
Okay.
You've been stuck in a place, and it's almost like you've been there so long until it's looking normal. God's bringing you out of the place of no growth. You're growing now. You're going to grow now. You haven't been growing spiritually, but after this phone call, your hunger shall increase for the Word of God.
Man.
Is there a child? Is there? I see. I don't know the age of this person. It's a male child. There's some healing that is taking place in a male child. It's a healing that is taking place in a male child. You watch God work a miracle. And there will also be an attempt on someone's life that's kin to you. But God will cause an escape.
Amen.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you, Prophet.
Okay, God's going to cause an escape. And so you praise God for that escape, okay?
I will.
God bless you and love you.
God bless you too, Prophet.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I have a 910. I'm coming to you now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
Wonderful. I feel the joy of the Lord.
Good.
How are you? How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine. Prophet, I'm calling because I desire prayer for my daughter. She's been under a lot of she's stressed. She's been that way for a couple of weeks now. And so I just need you to lift her up in prayer because I've been telling her to hold on, don't give up, but I don't know.
Where is she at? She near you?
No, she's not.
Okay, can you call her?
I don't know. I can't call her because she don't even know I'm making this call.
Okay, let's go to pray then. I felt it right then. Father, what's her first name?
Her first name is Rosa.
Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, God, for your presence. I thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. We don't beat the air. We actually pray in faith, believing. And God, I join my faith with this woman for her daughter, Rosa. We join our faith together and we believe you. Sometimes people just need somebody to pray for them. And there are times that people that don't have time to pray for people, but then when they get in trouble, they want everybody to pray for them. I pray for this young lady, and I command Satan to take your hands off of her mind. Take your hands off of the situation that she's in right now and give her victory in Jesus' name. Let me say something. Someone has blocked her from blessing. And someone is standing in her way. You remember in the Word of God when Satan stood before Joshua?
Yes.
Standing before that. He even stood before David. I want you to know that this giant has just fallen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you.
Giant has just fallen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
The giant, I'm going to say it again, has just fallen. You tell Rosie the next time you talk to her, tell her the case has become God's case. And
Hallelujah.
He's taking it
thank
over
you.
From
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I give God the glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oh, God, I thank you.
I'm glad you called because God took care of it while you was dialing the number.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Keep God first, woman of God, and pray for us, okay? Pray with us.
Yes, yes, yes. And God bless you and thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. To God be the glory. We'll talk to you again.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I have a 252 area code. I'm coming to you now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
God bless you as well. I was calling tonight. I wanted you to send an agreement with me for direction and also for resources on moving.
What's your first name?
Shaquella.
A C?
With the S.
What does C have to do with you? Because I see a big C.
College, maybe? I don't.
Okay. Are you in college?
Yes, sir, I am.
That's where it's at. Your how is there a college street in your city?
The city where I live at now, I'm not sure.
Can you look it up when you get off the air?
Mm-hmm, I can.
Okay, let me tell you something. Your house, I didn't say apartment. Do you hear me?
Yes.
It's a home. You have money and resources that you don't know about. And God is going, has not going to, he has given you this night clarity. Say information.
Information
comes to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It went right in your conscience.
Thank you.
Information and resources are just at your fingertips. Did you hear what I say?
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. There's a lady named Mary that's going to assist you. Her name is Mary, and I'm sensing that her last name has a lot to do with this C. But her name is Mary. I see the word Mississippi. This person may be from around that area. And God will give you great victory and favor, and you watch what God does in about 14 days, okay?
Okay.
Keep God first.
I will.
Thank you. And be a partner with this ministry. What is your first name?
Shaquella.
Listen, be a partner, and the only thing I ask you to do, keep God first and watch the miracles roll in. Stay in touch with this ministry. Let me know what happens, okay?
I sure will.
Where are you calling from?
God bless you. I'm calling from North Carolina.
You know what? You need to quit playing.
Yep, I'm calling out of North Carolina.
Listen to me. Listen, I don't think you know where I am spiritually. Listen to me, daughter. Carolina starts with a what?
A C.
Oh, God, I just saw something. Woman, you're going to be in the newspaper. Listen to this. What's about to happen to you, millions of people are going to wish happened to them. Mark this night. You hear me?
I will. I believe it. In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow. God is so good. I have a 469 area code. Thank you for calling. See you live. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. This is your dear sister, Jackie, in Dallas.
Jackie.
How are you, sir? Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to, I sent a dear friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine, and you spoke with him over his life tonight, and I said, you know what, I haven't called in, and just want to encourage you and thank you for what you are doing for the body of Christ, and I know this weekend will be phenomenal for you and your wife, and I'm just so excited for you all, and no matter, even though I may not be there physically, I'm there spiritually with you all, and I just want to just let you know that, and I really, you know, and I just know that as I've made some life decisions this week, I'm just believing God that these days are behind me that are so much greater before me. And I'm just excited for what God is doing in with you all and having been a partner with you all. I'm just excited what he's doing with us. And so I just wanted to encourage you and just let you know I was thinking about you.
You know, you surprised me. And I received
everything. Yes, sir, I know.
You know it, don't you? I can't wait to share with my queen, Katrina, about you. You know, there's a great anointing on you. And it's when I first heard your voice, me and my queen, we just knew there's something about Jackie. And I'm glad to be a part of your life. We are glad for you to be a part of ours. And we bless God for you. We are still in prayer. We know. Listen, the Lord just said to me, you're in the ninth month of a miracle.
Yes.
I saw you pregnant in the spirit.
God.
Oh, hey, son.
Yes.
You're in the it comes forth.
Yes.
Out of you.
Yes, God. Yes,
your
God.
Your ministry, your music, your love,
yes.
Your books.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
everything
God.
You ever wanted, I decree and I declare that you are giving birth to what God ordained from the beginning. As you came from your mother's womb, the plan that he has for you is in effect right now. And I'll tell you what God told me, Jackie. God telling me to tell you, Jackie, sit back and let me have it. God said, let me have it. God's been ready to do it for you for a long time. But now he got you in the place where you know how to stand still and see the salvation of God. You've been praying.
God.
You've been fasting. You've been, you've been
God.
Weeping. Oh, God, you knocked on one door, and that door seemed like it wouldn't open. God showed me in the spirit you have several keys, but the lock would not unlock. But God said, I have the master key, and the door is open to you. I said, the door is open. Go in it, Jackie. Go in it.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. My God. Yes, Lord. And I will say to you, man of God, I thank you so much for that divine word because you had no idea just on yesterday the change that I made out of my mouth when I released the thing to the Lord and I felt immediate breakthrough. And when I said, Lord, it is yours, and I made a decision, I'm coming out, not just of just the situation. I'm not looking but the circumstances. I'm talking about walking in my purpose and determined to ride to the road of destiny. And when you said that, you had no idea what the God has shown me in terms of a butterfly, a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. There's a period of time when it's out of the cocoon. He showed me I'm at that ending part before I become that beautiful butterfly. And you just confirmed everything God said just on yesterday. And you had no idea because we have not been talking. And I thank God for your obedience to the Spirit of God. That's why I know this weekend is going to be phenomenal for you all. That's why I know lives will be transformed for you, and you will see the manifestation of the power of God like you've never seen it before, man of God. Thank you.
Wow. I receive it. I know you to be a woman of God, and you don't just speak. It comes to pass. I give God the glory for our covenant relationship. I cannot wait to share this tonight with my queen. Thank you. Unless we will be friends forever.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Praise God. I appreciate your time, and thank you, and I love you guys so much, And I'm looking forward to the miracles. I'm looking forward to reading about it on Facebook. I'm looking to hear about it from you all. And I'm expecting this God to could just flourish you guys and like you've never seen before. You have waited for this moment, and it's your time. And I'm so glad to see it. Thank you for being part of my life.
Thank you for being a part of ours. We salute you in Jesus, esteem you so high than ourselves. God bless you, Jackie.
Yes, sir. God bless you too, man of God. Thank you. And please send my love to Katrina.
I promise I will. Oh, this is so thank awesome. You. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, people of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged. People of God, don't you give up on what God has designed for your life. Don't you ever. Some of you have been dogged out by those who you thought loved God. Don't you give up. Don't judge everybody by a few. You are an overcomer. Overcomer. Rise up and be what God says you are. Get up from that place of obscurity. Don't sit there till you die. Get up. There's a harvest for you. Praise God. I have a 205 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Praise God, Prophet. I'm just excited about a lot of the calls that I've heard tonight, and I just wanted to say thank you, and it's especially the lady that just finished. Awesome
yeah.
woman. God, it just touched my spirit. So I just wanted to call in and just say thank you. And just keep, my name is Angel. Just keep me in prayer that I do what God is calling me to do. And I don't get confused.
Angel, when your voice came, I shook. My whole stomach begin to quake. And I wondered within myself why. And when you said angel, that is exactly what you are. Listen to me. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is in you to such a point until your natural mind cannot comprehend your life. You've been this way all of your life, even as a younger woman. There are words that were said to you that through people, and there's criticism, unconstructive criticism that came toward you, and people have spoken so much mess around you. Listen, there is absolutely no more guilt, no more shame. No more doubting God's ability in you. No more feeling inadequate. No more being tossed to and fro and by false love and false intentions and wrong motives of people. I see a giant protection around you. God has a unique hedge about you. Satan himself has told God that you will give up. Well, God is telling me there will not be suicide. There will not be premature death. For God is telling me to tell you right now, angel, that the angel of the Lord, Michael, the captain of the Lord's army, has won the battle for you. Victory is yours. Go and possess the land. The real estate is yours. The business is yours. The protection, the family, the relationships, the ministry. You have a worldwide ministry. Listen to me, angel. God said to me, Angel Network, oh God help me. Rise up, giant. Rise up, giant. Sleep no more. For the Lord's hand and his spirit is on you. The four lepers said, why sit we here till we die? The Satan wants you to think that you're sick. You're not sick. You don't have disease. God has made you whole. Rise up, woman. Do you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see someone that God is going to deal with harshly concerning you. God said, I'm jealous. And those that have hurt you, God is angry toward this person. I want you to be encouraged.
Thank you.
Stay partners with this ministry, me and my Queen Katrina and our prophetic staff. We are praying for you.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hearing from you again. And you got some good news to tell me when I hear from you again.
Thank you. Praise God.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Woo! I got about 5 minutes. Oh, my God. I'll be right back after this.
God bless you. I'm Roderick Owensby. I'm here with my queen, Katrina Owensby.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
This event will be held at Grace Memorial Institutional Church, 1417 North Delphus Street, 46901. Pastor M.L. Hall, Jr., which will be host and speaker on Friday night at 7 p.m. Listen to this.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! If greatness can be achieved, then excellence is even better. Everything that we say and do, we want it to be Christ-like. Hallelujah.
On that Saturday night at 7 p.m., the pastor of Truth Gospel Tabernacle here in Kokomo, Indiana, none other than William Price, Jr. Listen to this.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm being conformed, being transformed at the same time. My mind is being renewed. Listen to this. I hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church.
And on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., my husband, senior apostle and prophet of the Gathering Ministries, will bring a profound word from heaven. God is going to release an awesome word. At 14 years of age, on June 25th, 1978, my husband began his ministry under Bishop M.L. Hall, Sr., and now his time has come. Listen to this.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it, and it happens. But see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. But whatever he does, I trust you. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God.
Well, praise God. I thank God for what he is doing in this hour. Remember what we spoke to you about. I have another caller I'm going to get before we go off the air. Remember what the Lord shared and concerning the book of St. James, chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. Listen, God wants us to understand fervent prayer. Many of you, you believe in God for miracles. And there's such a powerful revelation that God began to speak into my spirit about fervent prayer. This fervency, this is an emotional intensity. A fervent prayer is, listen to this, it's hot, it's very hot, burning, it glows, it is very aggressive, it is very strong, forceful, targeted. Jesus prayed this way, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, until drops of blood. Listen to this. The Bible says, Hebrews 5 and 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto them that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Jesus prayed while on earth, ladies and gentlemen. He prayed fervently. Mm-hmm. He prayed on this planet with a strong cry mixed with tears. You understand? And we must understand that this was a loud prayer. It was powerful, violent, forcible, and strong. Now, this is how his prayer life is, his heartfelt. When Jesus prayed, I mean, it shook. There was a time when the apostles prayed in the book of Acts, and the sea and the place where they prayed literally shook. Now, I'm telling you, and I'm talking about this prayer, must be the prayer, and it must be restored to the house of God. Well, I bless God for all of you. I'm going to take this call right now. It's a 737 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How may I help you?
I just called for some prayer tonight, and that's about it.
Father, I thank you for this man. I thank you for his heart. I thank you for his spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you love him from the beginning. From the beginning, God, you love him. There's a place, God, where he's at. Oh, God, I pray for his mind, his peace in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for, oh, God, the sun that he doesn't see shine. God is able. God is able. And I'm trusting you, God, for your divine ability to bring such a deliverance to him in Jesus' mighty name. I decree it done in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray for victory in his soul. This has to happen on the inside. And he's holding on to you, God. He's trusting you, God. God. And I thank you, Lord, for his forgiveness, for his mercy in Jesus' name. And I'm looking forward to good news coming out of this. At the same time, I'm looking for the repentance that doesn't repeat. And I'm thanking you, God, for his life in Jesus' name. Listen, love you, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. I got one more, 989 area code. Oh, I love the people of God. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you. Praise God. Well, Father, right now I give you praise for this soul. I thank you, Lord, for their desires. And God, your word declares that whatever things we desire when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. I see a bunch of children in the spirit. I ask you, O God, that you spare the children and that, God, you rebuke the spirit of murder. Oh, God, and the spirit of scandal. Oh, the spirit of slander and the spirit of scandal. In Jesus' name. I thank you for victory. I also thank you for revival. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for your people. In Jesus' name, it's about Jesus. And those that have not accepted you, Lord, as they come back to you, I thank you, Lord, for victory. God bless every one of you. Prophecy Alive will not be on the air tomorrow night, the remainder of this week. And continue to pray for us. And we love you all so much as we are preparing. People are coming in. And so there's much, much labor that is going into this, much prayer. So we will not be on the air until Tuesday, which would be the 1st of April. So pray with us. We love you, my queen and I. And pass the word on. Prophecy Alive will not be on the air again until April the 1st. We love you so much. And remember, this weekend, the 28th, this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, what a time we will have. We love you. And if you can make it, call and let us know. And we'll help you with hotel reservations, 317-832-0131. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself, yeah. I just look up in the sky and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in the day.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
That answer did you pass last night was meant to save your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name. But there ain't nothing.